Blog Talk Radio.
Shake your body, baby, do that conga. No, you can't control yourself any longer. Come on, shake your body, baby, do that conga. No, you can't control yourself any longer.
Welcome, welcome, everyone, to Showtime Radio Time. I'm Sweet Rascally Rabbit, broadcasting to you live in your sweet, beautiful ears, no matter how ugly you think they are. Oh, my gosh, everyone, yesterday was daylight savings time. So I don't care if you are in Czechoslovakia, if you are in Russia, or in China. You need to turn your clocks an hour back. Yes, siree. It is not just an American thing. It happens all over the world, even though Benjamin Franklin was the guy who invented it. Well, originally he wasn't from America. He was from England. But he did, I think he was the first person to call himself an American. Okay. Well, whatever. Because daylight savings time happens around all over the world. Right? Right. Okay. Okay, so today we actually have quite a bit of holidays. It looks like we have 5 holidays today. And one of them I'm actually super excited about. Oh, shoot, I did not pull them out. Hang on, guys. I got to get at least 2 of my favorites. Actually, wait, my mom has one of them. Pulling, oof, you down? I am pulling you down, and I am pulling you down. Should I bring down one more? Nah, I think 3 should be enough. All right. Ooh, oh, excuse me. Ah, oh, geez, excuse me. Sorry, boxes. Okay. All right. Enough grunting. Hey, guys, probably hear that at least once a day, so by yourself, at least. All right, so today there are 5 holidays. If you're wondering where I'm getting these holidays from, there's this website I go to every week on Monday to let you guys know what's going on, what kind of holidays to celebrate are going on, at least on the Mondays I do. The website I use is checkiday.com, checkiday.com. And it's actually a really cool website. It has holidays on every single day, or it tells you what holidays are on every single day of the year, which is really cool. So let me go ahead and tell you the 5 holidays that are happening today. Today is Job Action Day. Today is Little League Girls Day. National Bittersweet Chocolate with Almonds Day. Ooh, that actually sounds kind of good. I don't like almonds, though. Notary Public Day. And lastly, today is Hug a Bear Day. Ah, yeah. All right, I am super stoked. Even though I don't, I did not pull down any bears, unfortunately. I do have some stuffed animals, though, and a stuffed little girl. Don't take that the wrong way, please. I've had this little girl since I was a baby. I've actually been trying to make sure. I probably should be washing her, actually, considering how long I've had her. Yeah, she kind of stinks. I should probably ask my mom how I should wash her, especially her outfit. And her hair. Her hair is yarn. She's actually this really cute little pink girl. Or no, not pink, but she's, I don't know what she's made of. I guess she's made of cotton. And I suppose her dress is too. I wrote my name on her butt. Wait, there's a tag on her. Let's see what it says. All new material polyester stuffing, or sorry, spuffing? Yeah, that's what it says. Polyester spuffing. PA 3948, made in China. Not surprised. So this little girl, she's apparently made of polyester. Or wait, no, that's what the dress is made of. The dress is made of polyester. She is made of cotton, I believe, too. That's cool. But her feet are pink, which I think is adorable. Her arms are pretty short, which I'm not surprised. Her dress is so cute. It is pink. Normally I'm not into pink, but I don't know. Ever since I finished high school, I've been kind of leaning towards pink now. Normally my favorite color is blue, but every now and then I like a little pink, if not purple. Normally I hate the color purple, but even that I'm leaning towards too now. But her dress is pink, and it has these little, I don't know what they're called. It has these little it has these little red things with little green, I guess it's like topping part. I don't know what they're called. Her hair is made of pink yarn, cute. And she has a bonnet that is sewn in. Her dress you can take off, though. I guess I could, like, try to find other dresses that could fit her. I don't know if I'm going to be able to, though, considering how old she is. I'm betting she's older than me. But she has this cute little painted-on face. At least I think it's painted. If not, no, I think it's sewn in. I think someone sewed that in. That's really neat. That's pretty. She's got beautiful eyes. I think it's, yeah. Wow, she has blue eyes. How did I not notice that? And what's really cool is that the chest part of the dress, it has this cute little black neck, kind of like a hammock, with a little orange thing at the on one end. And there's this little, I guess it's a pea or something? I don't know the translation of this word, but actually, no, it shouldn't be a translation because it's an actual thing. I've looked it up. I've even asked my mom. But it's got this, like, cute little green little pea-looking thing with an orange thing at the top of it. And there's, like, two dots that's coming from its little mouth that it has on. There's, like, a little drawn-on face on there. And it has these little dots coming from the mouth, and it says N-N. I guess it's like snoring or something. It's asleep. And underneath the hammock, it says guava. It's an actual fruit. It's a fruit, I think. Because, oh my gosh, guys, there's this grocery store that I go to for food. And there is this one drink. I don't remember the brand of it, but there's this one drink, and it's guava mango. Oh, my gosh. It is so good. But it's just basically water with flavor. And I don't like flavored water, unless it's a certain brand. I remember having a certain brand of flavored water when I was in high school, and I really liked it, at least when it came to a certain flavor. Guys, I've had this little girl since I was a baby. And I've been trying so hard, like, not to make sure that she's not messed up, that no one rips her apart or anything like that. She's, like, my absolute favorite. I make sure that she's safe. Mwah. I love you, Miss Guava. Yeah, I named her Guava. Sue me. Okay, so I said in my descriptions that I wasn't going to play any music, but I had intended on having eaten at least a little bit of a snack before the show, and I didn't get to because I had decided to order delivery, and it hadn't arrived until, like, just a minute before the show started. So I'm going to play one little song. I don't know which song to play. You know what? Why not play this one little song? I haven't played it in a while. And oh my gosh, guys, it just goes to prove that I am no ordinary girl. Seriously. Ba-da-ba-bow. Here we go. And that was No Ordinary Girl by Kate Alexa. That is the main song of a show called H2O, Just Add Water. It's actually one of my all-time favorite shows. I think it's because that it is set in Australia. Gosh dang, these Australian shows are amazing. All right, hang on, guys. I am trying to finish something. Making a complaint about the food because I did not pay attention when I was ordering. Good grief. I did not. I cannot think when I'm trying to make sure that there's no dead air. So hard to do that. So how are you all doing? Frickety doodles. How are you all doing? One of the stuffed animals that I had brought, sorry, is this little mouse. I'm actually not sure how long I've had it. I guess since, is there a year on it? Fiddlesticks. For a second, I thought there was a year. That would have been super cool. But, F you. I thought it was the other one. Oh, well. It's cool anyways. I have had this mouse, I think, for a good maybe 5-6 years. I don't know. I can't remember how long it's been. I had gotten this mouse when I went to a conference, either in Ohio or Texas. No, I've been to three conferences for my disability. Texas, Ohio, no, four. Sorry, four. Was it three or four? I can't remember. But I remember Texas, Florida, Virginia, and Ohio. So at one of those conferences for my disability, I had gotten this mouse, and it is the cutest mouse ever. I've had it, like, for a long time. I could not figure out what to name the mouse. And after finishing a book, after finishing writing a book, I should say, I finally gave him a name. Because that book, I decided to use this little mouse to spread the word of the shirt that it has, that it wears. And I finally figured out what to name him. I decided to choose the gender him. And his name is Henri, which is French for Henry. I think it's a really cute mouse. It's got to be like the size, a little bit bigger than the size of your fist. It's really cute. It's a white mouse. Me, 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 me. It's got black eyes. I think the eyes are sewn in. Either that or they're just little puff balls that were put in. No, it's yarn. They're made of yarn. Okay, that's cool. I see the thread. But what's really cool is the shirt that it wears. On its back, it says, "Adopt the mouse for Down syndrome." And remind you guys, I do not have Down syndrome. I have mosaic Down syndrome. So I think it's really cool, though. On its back, it says, "Adopt the mouse for Down syndrome." On its stomach, it says, "All proceeds benefit Down Syndrome Research and Treatment Foundation." And there's a website, adoptamouse.com. I've actually been to the website, and unfortunately, it doesn't exist anymore. Let me try one more time to see if the website still doesn't exist. Let me see. Yeah, no. Let me make sure that I know it doesn't exist. No, not adopt a house. All right, so let me see. Let me type something else up. Down Syndrome Research and Treatment Foundation. Down Syndrome. Whoops. Research and Treatment Foundation. Here it is. The website for it, it looks like there's different websites. Oh, is that it? Down Syndrome Research and Treatment Foundation. It's the same name. Let's see. The Phyllis Fund. Alright. I guess this would be the correct website. I could be wrong. I don't know. But there is one more thing that's on the little mouse. I never removed the tag of it just because the story on it is really nice. The front of the tag says "Adopt a Mouse for Down Syndrome." Inside, it says, "My little brother has a disease called Down syndrome. Being a syndrome, there are many things about him that are different, but the one thing my family wants to help him is with his memory. My parents are convinced the right medicine can improve it. That is when my friends and I got the idea we can make a difference by selling these cute mice. Together, we know we can make a difference for Neil and all people with Down syndrome. We want kids all over the world to help. Aaron." Why $21? Go to adoptamouse.com to find out. And on the back of it, it's kind of the same thing. All proceeds go directly to Down Syndrome Research. Thanks To find out more information, go to adoptamass.com. And there's a picture of Neil, I think. Man, it's been such a long time. And I really like the tag that's on the mouse. Looks like that made the mouse is Gibco, G-I-B-C-O. And, of course, the website. Cool, I can wash the mouse. Probably the shirt, too. I don't want to wash it, though, just because the tag is still on. So I was able to find the website. I don't know if it's the correct one. And the Phyllis Fund, a nonprofit organization helping not only families with Down syndrome, but all special needs. Okay, that's cool. PhyllisFund.org/DSRTF. Oh, they have a partnership with it. Okay. They have a partnership with Down Syndrome Research and Treatment Foundation, which means that's not the correct website. Shoot. Well, then where is it? New Down Syndrome Research Foundation UK update. Down Syndrome Research Foundation? Oh, that's what it is. Okay, found the proper website. It's dsrf.org. Okay, that helps. Okay, so there's the research. There's the website you can go to. It's dsrf.org. Oh, cool. And they're helping all people with Alzheimer's as well. And dementia. Wow. That's incredible. Oh, man. I know there's a website for me. Yeah, please tell me that website still works. I think I still get it on my super old email address that I have not touched in years. Okay. Yeah, it still exists. Awesome. The website for me, I have Mosaic Down Syndrome. And the website you can go to for that is imdsa.org. IMDSA stands for International Mosaic Down Syndrome Association. I can't believe I was able to remember that before actually seeing it on the website. All right, anyways, let me go ahead and get to the next stuffed animal that I have. I'm going to hug him first. Aw, man. I am so glad I have this little guy. Or I should say big guy, considering he's bigger than Henri. He's even bigger than Guava. He actually happens to be one of my favorite dogs. Sorry, let me explain that. The stuffed animal is a Dalmatian, a puppy Dalmatian. Oh, my gosh. And this little Dalmatian is actually supposed to look like one of the dogs from 102 Dalmatians. The live-action one, not the animation. 102 Dalmatians has, of course, Cruella de Vil. It also has, I always forget her name. But the second main character, the supporting character is played by Ewan Griffith. You would recognize him as Mr. Fantastic from Fantastic Four, the original film, not the remake. you would also recognize him from Titanic. He played one of the guys who came back and saved more people after the ship sank. Right, we have to go back. Okay, sorry. Anyways, one of the puppies that this little dog is made to look like is Little Dipper. He's one of my favorites. And I remember there used to be a little tag attached to the collar. I don't know what happened to it, though. I think it broke off. The little thing that the tag is supposed to be on, though, is still there. And of course, the collar is still there. The collar says Little Dipper. And, oh man, it's just the cutest little dog ever. Mwah! I think I still prefer Oddball. Oh, there's one more actor I forgot. No, sorry, two more actors that I forgot that are in 102 Dalmatians. Of course, the woman who plays Cruella de Vil is none other than Glenn Close. The other two actors that I am super excited about that are in the film, one is Gérard Depardieu. Oh, wonderful actor, wonderful man. Although I recently heard that he's not so great, at least not recently. Yikes. I am not believing the speculation, though. You got to look it up yourself, guys. I'm not saying it over the phone, on this radio show. It's just disturbing. Well, not disturbing, but more like disgusted. I mean, really, the guy is old enough to control his own, to control himself, even when he's drunk. Oh, shoot, I said it. Anyways, the second actor is Eric Idle himself. Oh my gosh, guys. If you do not know Eric Idle, I'm not surprised, considering he's not known to be in kids' films. No, strike that. He is in one other kids' film, and that is Quest for Camelot. Good grief, he does a great job in that movie. He actually plays one of the twin dragons. Not Cornwall, but the other one. No, he does play Cornwall. Oh, man, I don't know. I can't remember the names. I know Cornwall was one of them, and I forgot what the other one was. The other twin dragon is played by Rooney, McRooney, or Mike Rooney. I forgot his. Gosh dang, and I forget the classic names. I know his last name is Rooney. No, sorry, not Rooney. Don Rickles. Gosh, I'm dumb. He's played by Don Rickles. Anywho, in the film 102 Dalmatians, guess what Eric Idle, guess what character his Eric Idle plays? It's a macaw. He does the voice of a macaw. Oh my gosh. I mean, I know they can get the macaw to talk, but seriously, why do they need to get an actor to voice a macaw? Well, I guess if they have a certain accent in mind for the bird and they were actually able to afford Eric Idle. Well, yeah, I can see that. Yeah. Oh, my gosh. Okay. Well, oh, man. I'm really excited about, I'm really glad that there is such a movie as 102 Dalmatians. I think you guys definitely got to check it out. It's a really good film. It's one of my favorites, actually. And I'm biased because of Ewan Griffith, Gerard Depardieu, and, Eric Idle. If you're not familiar with Eric Idle, actually, and you're an older person, person older than 20 years, or 25, maybe, then you need to check out, oh, he's also in Casper. I'm dumb. He's also in Casper. But if you're older than 20 or 25, you would probably recognize him from the Monty Python films. Yes, I said Monty Python. Anyways, guys, we are running out of time. And, oh, man, I meant to talk about this movie. It's one of my favorites called Heart and Souls. The song I'm going to be playing to you guys is called Hug a Bug Bear, sung by Alfre Woodard. She's the actress who is in the Heart and Souls film. I think you guys need to see it. So I hope you all have a great morning, afternoon, evening, or night, wherever you are in the world. Stay awesome. Oh, sorry. That's my YouTube channel. I am Sweet Rascally Rabbit saying goodbye with Hug a Bug Bear by Alfre Woodard. Bye, everyone.
Hug a bug, hug a bug, hug a bug bear. If you try to find him, well, he won't be there. But if you're feeling blue and a little bit scared, he'll be right beside you, Mr. Ha.
And anything, no worries.